Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. North Carolina is home to an amazing number of music traditions. Musicians born in North Carolina have launched new styles and sounds across time and space. Scott Nurkin is working to celebrate the transcendent, influential, and groundbreaking musicians of the state with his North Carolina Musician Murals Project. Scott is an artist and musician with musical tastes spanning many genres. He earned his degree from UNC Chapel Hill in painting and drawing. After graduation, Scott started working for a muralist while also touring as a musician. In 2002, Scott started on his own, painting anything from bedrooms to exterior walls. In 2011, he decided to launch himself headfirst into the mural business. The idea for the North Carolina Musician Murals Project sprouted at Pepper's Pizza in Chapel Hill. The popular restaurant had deep roots in the music community, and in 2007, when owner David Harvey, also known as Pepper, had a wall to decorate, he contacted Scott. In exchange for free pizza for life, Scott painted the wall with an outline of the state of North Carolina and then painted portraits of artists on their hometown locations on the map. When Pepper's closed in 2013, UNC Chapel Hill's Department of Music purchased the portraits for display on campus, where they remain preserved as a small piece of North Carolina music history. In 2019, Scott started contacting town officials to coordinate wall space and approval for the murals of the North Carolina Musician Murals Project. Shelby and Hamlet were the first towns to say yes. The first mural painted was of John Coltrane in his hometown of Hamlet. This mural provided Scott with an example to show other towns. Over the course of 2020, Scott completed 9 murals. There are 3 general strategies to paint a mural. An artist can project an image, trace it, and fill it in. Proportions are hard to get correct when using this method on larger surfaces. Some artists paint an original image on a grid, draw the grid on the wall, and then use the grid on the wall to transfer and proportion the original image. Scott uses the squiggle grid method, in which he places markers on the wall as reference, then transfers his original image using the markers. For many years, Scott hand-brushed his murals using house paint, but now he favors spray paint on top of primer. On average, each mural takes a week to paint. For the musician images, Scott looks to capture a realistic portrait of each musician from his or her prime. So he finds an image he likes, and then he gets permission to use it. Murals of each artist are painted in that artist's hometown. In the Piedmont and eastern parts of the state, murals include trailblazing jazz pianist Thelonious Monk in Rocky Mount, jazz saxophone legend John Coltrane in Hamlet, country music icon Randy Travis in Marshville, the Queen of Funk Betty Davis in Durham, and finger picker and composer of the song Freight Train, Elizabeth Libba Cotton in Carrboro. The murals Scott has completed in western North Carolina showcase just how unique and influential a place the region holds in American music.
I love you. Let him handle me and drive me mad.
Singer, composer, pianist Nina Simone of Tryon performed jazz, rhythm and blues, and protest songs in the 1960s. Her rendition of George Gershwin's I Love You, Porky was a top 40 hit. Today, efforts are underway to restore her home place in Tryon as a place of cultural significance.
¶¶
Perhaps the most influential banjo player of the past century, Earl Scruggs, was known as the father of bluegrass banjo. Scruggs popularized a three-finger picking style that defined bluegrass banjo playing and spread like wildfire among banjo players all over the world. Today, Scruggs-style banjo playing is still the standard in bluegrass.
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
Roberta Flack hailed from Black Mountain and shared smooth, jazz-based stylings that kept Killing Me Softly with His Song on top of the charts for 5 weeks in 1973 and earned 3 Grammys, including Record and Song of the Year. Flack continues to perform today.
I can't stop loving you, so I made up my mind.
Don Gibson was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2001. The Country Music Hall of Fame writes that he was responsible for writing at least 3 of the most famous songs in country music history, for helping to define the sound and studio style of modern country music, and for releasing more than 80 charted records between 1956 and 1980. Scott says after people see his murals, they'll often say, "I didn't know she was from here." This form of education is central to his mission. Showcasing extreme talent born in the state is one of the prime goals of the North Carolina Musician Murals Project, which is helping bring visibility to the way that North Carolina has contributed to music at home and across the globe.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.